Dr. Greg Miller joins us now from DMI. First of all, a study from the UK saying that dairy does not cause heart disease. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it was a really well done study. It looked at a lot of different observational studies and pulled them all together to look at it as if it were one really large study. So it really gives us a strong look at the science that's available. And it says, when we look at all these studies together, they clearly show that consumption of dairy does not increase our risk of cardiovascular disease or total mortality. So I think it's good news for dairy.
Over the past several years, we've seen the trend going the other direction. Was that a mistake?
Well, I think what we're seeing in the science out there, and again, science can come out mixed, but certainly what we've seen is that milk fat in dairy products is neutral or positive in terms of reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease. Probably some of the strongest evidence is around blood pressure and reduced risk of stroke.
The UK study came from University of Reading. Looks like they had a very large sample as well when they looked into all this. That's got to be good for the study as well to have such a large pool of information to back it up.
Yeah, when you have that many number of subjects, it really gives you a chance to get a clear look at what's going on. Again, you know, one of the weaknesses of the studies is that it's observational studies, so it doesn't really tell us about cause and effect. It only tells us about associations. But this data is in line with many of the clinical trials that we've seen that show that a consumption of dairy, regardless of its fat level, is associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease or is neutral. And so, again, that's really good news. I mean, for me, I look back at, you know, what did the Dietary Guidelines Committee say? And when they reviewed all the available science as well to establish the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, this group of eminent scientists said consumption of dairy foods provides numerous health benefits, including lower risk of diabetes, metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. So this was some of our best and brightest scientists in the U.S. who looked at the data, and this was the conclusion that they arrived at.
When you look at this study and you look at the various products that are out there, is this a good reason for people to say, yeah, I'm okay having whole milk again?
Well, I think it is, because it shows that, you know, regardless of the fat level, you don't increase your risk of heart disease. And that's what, for a long time, people were saying is, well, we're concerned about dairy foods because they have saturated fat. Saturated fat increases your risk of heart disease. And now that the science has evolved over time, there's a very strong debate on whether or not saturated fat has anything to do with heart disease at all. And certainly, saturated fat, when it comes in this food matrix called dairy foods, it seems to behave much differently in terms of its impact on our bad cholesterol levels, our risk for cardiovascular disease. It just seems to be different when it comes in this matrix called dairy foods. It may be the calcium. It may be some of the high-quality proteins that's altering how that saturated fat may be impacting our metabolism.
Any advice for the consumer after going through this study?
Well, you know, it's good news that you can consume the dairy foods that you love and like. The good news is that they're nutrient-rich, affordable, and easily available. Incorporating dairy into your diet is an easy way to add great nutrition to your diet at a very affordable price in terms of dollars and in terms of calories. So make sure you get your 3-a-day of dairy.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, I just very excited that, you know, a lot of credit goes to dairy farmers who have taken money out of their pockets to invest in research. They're beginning to see some of the returns on that investment, and I'm really excited that we're beginning to see the tide turn in terms of how people think about fat, saturated fat, and milk fat, and really beginning to focus on what are some of the more important issues in nutrition around diet quality, getting adequate nutrition over time, and a healthy lifestyle, rather than looking at any one individual nutrient as it's a cause of a certain disease like diabetes or heart disease. We're moving away from that, and I think that's good news for our field, and it's good news for consumers.